Hey there, it's Kay.
And Matt.
We just want to let you know we're silly fucks, and this is completely made up.
Yeah, so don't take anything we say seriously.
At all. We're not licensed therapists, we're not licensed counselors, we're not even good people. Just kidding, we are...
improvisers.
We're improvisers, which means we've wasted our lives.
Yeah, and we're about to waste some of yours.
So hope you enjoy.
Thanks.
Bright Acres Resource Fellowship. Come change your life today.
Well, I'd like to welcome you here to another session here at the Bright Acres Resource Fellowship.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, you know, I'm pretty good. Just, living my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm a little stretched.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look a little stressed.
I mean, that's why I came here, right?
Yeah. We help with the stress. Yeah, and
you seem highly recommended.
Yes. You should check out our Yelp reviews. They're...
Is it Yelp for restaurants?
Well, yes, but also
do
for...
Do you serve food? I love a meatball sub.
So... we don't typically serve.
I usually go to a place down the street from where I live in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And they got this little meatball sub, you know? It's just, it's a lot of cheese, it's a lot of meat.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes me poop a little bit.
Wow. Like, so when you say poop a little bit, is it while you're eating the meatball
usually,
sub?
Yeah. It's, but they have a great kitchen set up there, right? Like, in the bathroom, they have, tables...
So you go into the bathroom to eat your meatballs?
I mean, I don't want to. Sometimes I have to, though, you know? Like, you can't control what happens.
Are there others in the bathroom?
Usually.
So everyone's in there?
It's a good time. Actually, there's a lot of regulars who, we kind of meet there on a weekly basis. And we like to have lunch outside the bathrooms if we can, but sometimes you get a little juicy and creamy than meatball sub is.
So, wow, we got right into it. Well,
you brought up Yelp.
I know.
I have to say, I'm a bit of a Yelper. You know,
Now that's a great detail. What's this place called?
It's called Adrian's Pasta Zone.
Wow, that, you know, Janet brought some food back from a place called Adrian's the other day.
Adrian's Pasta Zone?
Maybe so. I don't know.
Well, there's a couple other Adrian's out there. I gotta warn you.
Okay, good. Because Janet is suspect when it comes to getting food.
And so is the other Adrian's.
Okay.
There's only one Adrian's, and it's Adrian's Pasta Zone.
Okay.
There's a lot of fake Adrian's out there, and they're trying to sell you meatball subs that don't have any meat in them. And their bathroom situation... it's very subpar. Now, like I said, I'm a bit of a Yelper. So, I laid this all out in my dissertation on Yelp.
So if I go to one of the rogue Adrian places and I get myself a meatball sub, first, there would be no meat in it.
No meat.
And second, I'd have to go to the
bathroom.
But they're
gonna try to convince you it is meat.
Yeah, but I'd still have to go to the bathroom.
That would be even worse than before.
But
it might come out of both ends.
And
they don't have the preparation for that.
So you're just like, you got nowhere to go.
No, you go into the bathroom, but it's all over the walls.
It's probably one of those bathrooms, I wonder. In the old days, I don't know.
How old are we talking? Because I'm pretty old myself.
You know, back in the 70s, around the bicentennial.
I was young. I was like in my mid-teens.
You're an up-and-coming
guy.
Trying
to get in the scene.
Yeah. Well, you know, back then they used to have like a towel, like on this like weird paper towel ring. It was like a cloth towel. It was like you just wipe your hands on it, and it was there for everybody.
What do you mean?
I can't even describe it.
Did it move?
Kind of. You crank it, but then it never like went.
It
in the
just
trash.
Went back up into the thing.
Yes, I'm serious.
So I'm sorry. So what you're telling me is, you walk into the bathroom. Let's say. It's a night. Okay, let's go with Adrian's, right? Adrian's Pasta Zone. You go to Adrian's Pasta Zone, you have an episode. It's not a bad thing. The food is great, and the amenities are great. But let's just say that this specific one has this rotating cloth apparatus.
Yes, that's what it is.
if what happens if I accidentally don't wash my hands as good as I should? Maybe I don't do the birthday song for 20 seconds, I don't get underneath the nails, and I leave a little residue on this it's gonna go back up in there. Is there a way to clean it inside?
I don't know. That's the mystery of all this. It's like, how is this like ever legal?
It feels like the germs are gonna be out of this control.
It just goes back up in there, rests, and then comes back out.
I would hate to open up that apparatus and see what's growing in there, you know? I feel like it'd be like Alien from the thing growing in the stomach.
Could you imagine being the person that has to, like, clean that?
Actually. My job before I did some other stuff was a janitor.
Wow, you've done a lot. Well, let's just, it's great. We dove right in here. Like, it's like, you know, you just don't mess around.
I don't mess around.
You don't mess around. You get right to the punch.
Right to the punch. Yeah, always trying to take people out.
Yeah. So let me just introduce myself.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
What's your name?
I'm Dr. Gary Borge.
Oh, doctor.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and this is BARF.
BARF.
The Bright Acres Resource Fellowship.
Well, I knew that because I looked at your reviews.
Right.
Not on Yelp.
Yeah. And on the special therapist review site.
Yeah.
Felp. Yeah, Felp. We're really good on Felp. I've been telling Janet we've got to try to do better at getting Felp reviews. So hopefully after this, if you could give us a good Felp review.
I haven't delved into the therapy world yet, but this is my first little dip in the pond.
Well, so this is your first dip in the pond, and let's just kind of... let's talk about the pond a little bit. So, you know, here at BARF, we try to help folks and get connected and figure out, you know, what are the things in their life that maybe is missing?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What brings you in here today? What made you stop by BARF?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been struggling a bit with sleep.
Okay.
It seems like... In my older days, I would wake up really early to start training and working.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get used to a certain sort of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then the voices that are telling you, you know, you suck. You don't deserve this. You're going to get your ass kicked in the next fight. You know, all this stuff. You hear those things and you don't give it weight. You know, you try really hard to just like, look past what's going on inside between the ears.
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets the better of you, and you just decide that you need to get into it a bit, and maybe have a whole weekend where you just, you know, sit on the couch and watch TV, and, you know, and you're not ready for the fight when it comes. And I started doing that more and more, and I feel alone, and next thing I know... I've been waking up in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Don't know how I got there.
Yeah.
And I was with a couple friends. It was a bachelor party, apparently.
Mm.
There's a tiger in the apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my friends is missing a tooth.
Wow.
And we're trying to figure out where my other friend is. Like, he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out, I don't even know these people that well. We went to Vegas and we were supposed to get back for the wedding.
Yeah.
And we couldn't find this person. And so then we're trying to look around for it. And we ended up meeting this person who we thought was involved in like a drug scheme. But then they ended up becoming our friend. And it was a mess.
So it's a really interesting story. First of all, I'd have to say you look incredibly familiar to me.
I get that a lot. I mean, I am kind of famous.
You know, you're you know, a little bit shorter stature, but yet not super short. You know, not Tom Cruise short. But, you know, you're shorter, but, you know, are you the Italian Stallion?
That is the one name I go by.
The Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Sylvester Stallone, baby.
Sylvester Stallone. Walks into BARF. What are you doing here, Sly?
Are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. You know, we're all human beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this whole situation happened, right? And then The Hangover comes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you described sounded a lot like The Hangover, and I didn't want to interrupt your story. I thought, is Sly just making this up? Did he fall asleep on his couch and think he lived that? But you're saying you really did live that.
I think so.
Okay.
It's there was a lot of things that I'm not 100% sure about in that time of my life.
You right, know? Right. So, wow. So you...
No, it happened. It happened. My friend, we never found him.
So your friend really is, like...
Missing.
Like, missing. Yeah. Wow. And just
gone. I had these two batshit detectives that never did anything for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were they?
Frank and Tony, I think, with the Special Freaks Division.
So why would you go out and hire these guys? They had a good
Yelp review.
Okay, they had a good Yelp review. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well,
that stuff does go on Yelp.
So I will say I can't say who. I've had some patients. I've actually heard of this Frank and Tony group. Sorry that you ran into those two.
Sometimes you can't predict what you're gonna come across, but.
But
life is a fight, you know.
It is.
You're in the third round. You're getting your ass whooped. Yeah. You're getting the snot beat out of you. You're getting the piss smacked out of your fucking lips.
Yeah.
You're getting just the absolute dog shit smacked out of your teeth frames. Yeah. You know, you are just getting upside the head, biggest smack of your life, right on the bum cheek. Hurts so bad it bleeds a little bit, and then it bleeds a little more. And then you try to clean it up, and it can't get it out of your butt. And you just bleed from your butt for about a week.
Jeez. Bleeding from your butt. That's deep.
And you go to Adrian's, and you also bleed from your butt. You know what I mean? Adrian!
So, okay.
I'm just Adrian.
Wow. So, this is amazing. You know, we've had a lot of interesting folks come in. You know, I can't recall a bigger movie star than you, Sly.
Really?
I cannot.
Really?
I can say that because, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger hasn't come in, so you are the biggest one that's been here.
Oh, you mean biggest, like, size.
Well, I mean, yes. Schwarzenegger, I think, is a little bigger, more successful, isn't he?
More successful?
I don't know. The Terminator was huge.
I'm Rambo.
That's true.
You forget about Rambo? You forget about Rocky?
Do you know what my favorite movie of yours is?
Spy Kids 3?
That's okay, but my favorite one is Over the Top, where you're an arm wrestling champion.
Yeah. Well, you know, that actually was based on a true story.
There's no way. The true story, let me just, for those maybe listening, and by the way, Bear, if we do record this for our junior fellows, hopefully you're okay with recording this session?
I love being on TV.
Okay, all right, we're on, sure.
What network are you streaming with?
This is the KTV network.
Oh, I never heard of that. What's the Yelp review like?
It's really good. It's out there.
Yeah,
actually,
I just pulled it up. I'm going to read it.
Okay, tell me what does it say about KTV.
In 40% of the studies conducted, 12 people decided that this TV multimedia company did what they needed to do at the time to get their products on the shelf. And off the shelf. And back on the shelf again. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't. Like, who writes these Yelp reviews?
It says it's written by Gary... It's hard to pronounce his last name. It looks like George, but it's with a B.
That's me.
Right, you did say that's your name.
Yeah, that's my name. Someone has, like, used my name on one of those reviews.
You sure you didn't write it?
Well, I mean... Listen, let's. I don't want this session to be about me.
I'm good at deflecting.
You are good at because you're like a boxer. Yeah. So over the top.
Yeah, yeah. The one that she's doing
about a guy that is a truck driver that decides to enter an arm wrestling competition.
Yep.
To get his son, who's in military school, out of military school.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my dad.
Your dad was the
based
son?
On the no. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was based on my grandpa. And my dad was in military school. And he was driving trucks. He was driving bush trucks.
Okay.
Like the beer.
Okay.
And so they changed some details, obviously. It wasn't bush in the movie. And he needed to make some cash to get his son out of his really fucked up school.
Yeah.
And he started out wrestling for money.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
So what do you say to the critics that say, Sylvester Stallone just puts out the same schlock, but it's just the same regurgitated Rocky theme?
I tell you what.
Yeah.
First of all, that's bullshit.
Okay.
It's bullshit because people want to sit on their high horse and say they're so intellectual and they want stuff to be so different every time. We want to see rage. We want to see voice acting. We want to see you be a different character that's not so macho and doesn't pull all the ladies and doesn't beat people to death on the ring. You know, like the stuff that I don't personally understand, but I hear it, right? Again, we talk about these voices.
Yeah.
Sometimes your critics can be those voices.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, motherfucker. I am the only one who can... Here's the thing. My success is measured in my happiness and my money.
Okay.
And I got a lot of both.
Wow. That's good.
I do feel like my happiness is not as big as I want it to be. But the thing is I don't need to do range. Rambo, Rocky, all this other stuff.
That's like a derivative of, yeah.
I'm in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. I play the Ravager.
Yeah. You play that guy.
And I'm just like, what do people really want me to do? You want me to dress up in a dress and play the girl?
Well, I mean, Mrs. Doubtfire, you could have been good in Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think I would have been. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just trying to say, what is it that you really want? What it seems to me like is you, as the viewer, are actually unhappy with yourself.
Oh.
And you want more range in your own life, probably in the bedroom. Wow. And you know what? You're taking it out on me, who's just doing what I gotta do to make bills, pay rents, do all the stuff, eat my meatball tubs and Adrian's pasta zone when I want to. And you're upset because you've got a shitty little life in that shitty little house that you inherited from your parents, and it's smaller than you wanted. And you have 3 kids, and you're growing out of the house, and you got 6 dogs because you can't pass up an opportunity to adopt another fucking cocker spaniel. That's what I think.
I mean, you know, cocker spaniels can be really a good companion to people, you know.
I think you're missing the point here, Dr. Boy. That's a weird detail to pull out of that entire diatribe that I just had. Alright? What I'm trying to say is, I think people are upset with my quote-unquote lack of range because they see their own lack of range in their lives.
Wow. That's really...
That's deep!
That's deep!
You didn't know Rocky was so deep, did you?
No. You know, this is one thing I love about Barf. We open the mic, and we allow folks...
How you open it? Was it a screwdriver?
Yeah, well, proverbially.
Proverbs, like the Bible?
Kind of.
I'm not really a religious person.
Yeah.
I could be.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be.
Your next movie, you could be a priest. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
A priest that beats people up.
You know who kind of went down that path is Russell Crowe.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Yeah, he just did the Pope's exorcist.
Yeah, he's kind of blown up. Like, he's not, and not in a good way. Like you look fit. You're keeping yourself together in your golden years, so to say.
Trying to.
Russell Crowe doesn't seem to care so much about fitness.
I mean, fitness is overrated, especially in the movie industry, right? You see someone like Christian Bale. Gain 30 pounds, lose 30 pounds for a role. Sometimes it's just, you know, it's actually not a good way to live your life.
Yeah.
That's another reason to circle back to what we were saying. Yeah. That's another reason why I stay within my zone.
Yeah. But
because what? I would want to have to completely change my body.
You did for one role. There was one role you did, though. Don't you remember Copland?
I do.
You picked up about 30 pounds. You were like thick. You were like, honestly, you were kind of like your average American male. Like, you just looked normal. Like, you weren't like super buff.
Yeah.
You know, you were just kind of like a guy, okay, that's a middle-aged guy.
But what I'm trying to say is, I don't want to do that all the time. You know, like, I want to be able to play a part that is who I am on screen and off screen.
So let's talk more about that. Let's talk more about Sly off screen because, so we've talked a little bit about, let's come back to this one point. So what brings you in here today is the voices you're hearing in your head. Is that right?
I mean, the metaphorical voices.
Okay.
What brings me in here today is this idea that critics are everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is already ready to write a review.
Yeah.
On everything.
Yeah.
You walk down the street, you get reviewed.
Yeah.
You go to the grocery store to buy 2 apples.
Someone's reviewing you
and the apples.
There goes the guy buying the apples. I don't like how he picked them up.
Yeah,
felt
that's a rotten apple. And you're talking about me, not the apples. You know, it's just, there's too many things. that are getting reviews in my life. And I want to find a way to let go of the bad reviews and hold on to the good ones, you know? Because they're really bothering me. Like, I got this one review after my last movie, which was Guardians of the Galaxy 3, where somebody went on some Reddit thread and said, Sylvester Stallone needs to either think about getting back in the ring and getting some sense knocked into his head, or stop taking these stupid-ass, dumb-ass fucking roles from Disney that are tarnishing his career.
Hmm. So that how
what do you think about that?
I think that.
What's your opinion on my career? And the roles that I'm taking?
You know, your career, I have to say, with all honesty, I've always been a big fan. I mean, the Rocky movies, I thought were great. Rambo, it's okay. It wasn't as much my thing. But I appreciated that. I think you've had a great career. And
The real stain on my career is Spy Kids 3.
Well, I thought it was... there was one that you did back... It was called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That was the name of the movie. Do you remember that?
I don't even
that?
Remember filming that.
Yeah, you were with like...
What's the premise?
It was like you and like one of the old Golden Girls. And that was your mom. And you were a cop or something, and I don't know. I fell asleep during the movie. It was terrible.
I mean, I don't blame you. It sounds boring as fuck.
It was bad. You also did that one where you were like a singing cowboy with Dolly Parton. I don't know what you were thinking with that. You've had a few. Listen, you've tried things. You have tried.
And that's what I'm talking about here, Dr. Borge. People come in here and they tell me, you ain't got no range, Stallone. You got no fucking range, Stallone. They come in here, they give me a little slippy slap on the cheeks, and they say, you got no fucking range, Stallone. And, you know, and then I point them to things like that. Like, if your mom shoots, she'll scream. Mm-hmm. Or, the one with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know, like, I point them to all these kind of, like, fringe movies. And I say, how much range do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know, you want me to fucking dress up like a peacock and squawk? Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah, people are demanding. Well, listen, you know, let's switch gears to your family, because you have a brother, Frank Stallone, who you've been so kind to actually put in your movies. Why?
Well, Frank is the real performer of the family, you know? He's a good singer.
That's questionable, Sly. I heard him in Rocky III. He was terrible. He almost brought the movie down. Rocky 3 is one of my favorite Rocky movies, but then when your brother was in there singing while you were training, I was like, why? Why do they have this guy singing while Rocky is like training in front of people?
I'm a little concerned with your tone. I'm coming in here. I'm paying you money that I have earned. And I bring up the fact that I'm very... very sensitive to criticism.
It's your brother.
And you think...
that I'm criticizing.
You think that the way to help me through criticism is to criticize my family? Do you know how important family is to me? Did you not watch the fucking Rocky movies? Adrian was my family. Maybe not blood related, but my family.
Yeah.
You want to know something?
Yeah.
I started Adrian's Pasta Zone in honor of my fictional friend Adrian.
Why did you then, if you started the Adrian's Pasta Place...
Pasta what? Zone!
Pasta Zone.
Adrian's Pasta Place is a fucking knockoff on 6th Avenue, and I swear to God, the bathrooms are a disaster.
Okay, so why would you start a Pasta Zone and purposely put something in the food to make people have to go take a dump they eat your sandwich?
I do not put anything in the food. I will say this again on the record, Your Honor. I do not put anything in the food.
Well, then it happens, though.
Nothing in the food other than us tasty fucking meatballs. Here's the thing. Sometimes our bodies aren't ready for that kind of flavor.
But everyone's body...
You know
body?
Who knew this? Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri?
Sometimes you're not ready to go to Flavor Town. So we, at Adrian's Pasta Zone, we prep you for that.
So wait, is Guy Fieri visited Adrian's Pasta
Zone? No, I'm just giving an example.
Do you want him to visit?
I'm pretty sure he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. He might be, he might not. He's not a concern of mine. I would love it if he stopped by, but I'm not trying to get him to come into Adrian's Pasta Zone when the pasta's in the zone. here's the thing. We, Adrian's pause zone. You walk in the door.
Do you have to immediately take a shit?
No! Have you been listening to anything I've been saying?
Yes, I have!
Are you about to criticize me again?
No,
can you let me fucking talk?
Okay, well, I'll let you. I'm sorry. I get a little carried away here, Bear. Go on.
Yeah, you seem like you're very emotional.
I get emotional with my patients. I take the journey with you.
Yeah, it seems like you're taking some kind of a journey here. Anyway, you walk into Adrian's pasta zone. The first thing that happens is the host or hostess comes up to you and says, how would you like to take a tour of our bathroom? And you might wonder, why the fuck would I do this?
Yeah, people come in at first and like they're like, what? Like they're totally confused.
Well,
like,
they don't understand. This is only, obviously, if you've been
if
there.
If you're a first-time customer, right, you're like, why would I need to know the
if
bathroom?
If you've been there before, they're not going to give you the tour again, you
That's
know?
True. That's
so,
true.
So, first time you walk in, you get the full walkthrough of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And we actually have a model bathroom that's not functional that we take people on the tour. It's kind of like when you're visiting a home.
So you're doing a bait and switch. You take them into like this nice gleaming bathroom.
No, listen to me. You're not listening to me, you stupid doctor. This is why I hate doctors. This is why I hate going to the doctor. Because every time I bring something up, nobody listens. Listen to me.
Okay.
You stop talking for 2 minutes. You
take me through the journey.
I'm going to take you through the journey. I've been trying to take you through the journey. Okay. But you're on your own fucking journey.
Right now, on my journey, I'm with you in Adrian's pasta zone, and yeah. I'm in a bathroom that you said is not a real bathroom.
Listen to me, okay? When you decide you want to go buy a home, look at buying a home. What do? They bring you into a model home that may not be lived in, but it reflects what you're going to experience, right?
Yes, that's okay. True. That's
so
true.
We do that at Adrian's pasta zone.
Okay.
Okay? You walk in. We take you to the model bathroom that is exactly like the other bathroom. It just doesn't function.
Okay, so can I ask a question? I know I'm interrupting.
I'm at a point where I can take questions.
Okay, so you take people into this model bathroom.
Yes.
Does the model bathroom have like a bathroom attendant? And does the bathroom attendant have like perfumes and colognes
no,
and all the things?
We're not a hotel.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't know how far you guys went. It's clean, though. Like, the bathroom doesn't have any, like pretend poop in the
toilet.
Well,
the butt. Yeah, of course not. Because we don't have poop in our actual bathrooms. We flush it. Here's the thing. You walk in, and then you might be wondering, why is the first thing that happens when I walk into Adrian's pasta zone, am I in the bathroom? And that's where we come in. We look at you, and we hand you a pamphlet. And the pamphlet says, why are you in the bathroom instead of ordering your food? That's on the front. Inside the pamphlet, those questions are answered. And the number one question we get is, I don't understand what's going on here. So we say, listen, you're going to have a good time here. But we want to ensure that the entire time you're here, you have the best time. And we recognize that sometimes when you're in Adrian's pasta zone, you're going to have to do things you don't want to do in public. But we're going to make it such a good experience for you that you just might come by Adrian's pasta zone and not even order anything when you're going to take your morning dump. Because this experience is so much better than anything you ever had.
It sounds like Adrian's pasta zone's focus is more on people taking dumps and
absolutely
serving
not.
Sandwiches.
No fucking way. I'm going to stop you right there.
We've talked for 5 minutes about a bathroom and taking dumps.
Because the food is so good.
Okay, let's get to the food.
Sometimes it just shoots through you.
Okay, so tell me, why? What about the food that's so good that it shoots right through someone that they immediately, when they take a bite, and then they run to the bathroom?
I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't know. I just know this. On the record, I don't put anything in the food that makes you poop. I want to say one more time. Officially on the record, nothing is put in the food.
So the pamphlets that you hand out to people.
Yeah.
What does it say in the pamphlet?
I just told you. It says, the front says, what am I doing here? No, sorry. That's the inside flap. Okay. The front says, Adrian's pasta zone, where you can experience life in its fullest, all aspects, including pooping.
So, have you had your restaurant, has it been reviewed by any food critics? Like, what are your reviews like? I mean, how, what is it? Okay, do you have any reviews? of your restaurant from a food critic.
I have some ones that haunt me at night.
Okay, okay, I'm looking on the site. Okay, here, could you tell me, Yelp, I'm looking for your restaurant. Okay, tell me what, do you want to read this review?
Yeah, I have them saved in a private file.
All right, I'm going to let you read the review. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, it's hard for me to do this.
Okay.
Adrian's Pasta Zone, the place where you should leave your wife. That's the title.
What's wrong with this person where they want to leave their wife? They had problems before they got in there.
Listen to the review.
Okay.
I had problems before I came in here. I will qualify this review with that. I'm going to qualify it right now.
The review is qualified. Okay.
Comma. However, Adrian's Pasta Zone took my mundane problems and skyrocketed them to a level that I felt like I couldn't handle. To the point where they have a divorced lawyer in the corner who works freelance.
You have a divorced lawyer?
Yes, we have a divorced lawyer. We're trying to provide all the services that you might need in one location.
You need to eat, you need to shit, and you need a lawyer.
You might need to get a divorce. Here's the thing. You might have an experience at Adrian's Pasta Zone that changes your life so radically that you need to go solo for a while. And you know what? We support that decision.
So that's the end of that review.
No, there's a little more. So I did use the divorce lawyer. Sorry, that's the review. So I did use the divorce lawyer, and then my wife slapped me. She slapped the piss out of my lips. So slapped me so hard in the ass that it started bleeding, and then it kept bleeding, and I was bleeding out of my ass for a week.
It's a lot of bleeding out of asses in your restaurant. What is happening over there?
I made that last part up.
Okay. Well, listen, so this makes me just, this is going to sound random. Take me through a typical day at Adrian's Pasta Zone. Take me through a typical day of your life. What's it like from the beginning?
Wake up 5:30 a.m.
Wow, that's early.
Yep, get up, do a lap around the bathroom. Check all the corners.
That's not very far.
Oh, you have no idea.
Is it the real bathroom or the model
bathroom? Both, but the real bathroom is 10,000 square feet.
Why don't you just take people to the real bathroom when you're doing the walkthrough when they bring into the
restaurant?
How
would you like if when you went to go rent buy a house, you walked into the house and there was someone fucking on the couch? Is that what you want to see?
So, like, you don't want
to know it happens. Yeah. You know what happens in here. People are going to be fucking on every horizontal surface that's possible. Okay, we get that. We do. We understand. But you don't want to see that.
So you don't, I get it. So you bring people into the real bathroom, you hear like people taking dumps in the stalls.
You don't want to hear fart noises. Yeah. You don't want to hear pains.
Yeah, you don't want to hear people going like, and like, yeah, all the things.
Smells,
moans. That, do you have real paper towels or do you have that cloth paper towel thing?
I mean, what do you think? When you brought that up today in this session, I'm going to turn this back on you. When you brought that up, did I seem like I knew what that was about? No, I asked you questions about it. So how the fuck would you think that I have something in my establishment that I'm asking you questions about? You know what I mean? I'm starting to doubt your credentials, Doc.
Wow, that's really, you have some street smarts.
I'm fucking perceptive as fuck.
You are. You're underestimated, I think, Sly. I mean, it sounds like your passion is not so much the movie-making business, it's Adrian's Pasta Zone.
Oh, if I could go back and do it again, I would just start with Adrian's Pasta Zone. And I would make it a chain. Adrian's Pasta Zones. You know, and we would have 16 different zones across the United States, and maybe I would like to bring one to Italy.
I think Italy, would that be like, they'd laugh at you, wouldn't they? Wouldn't that be like, you know, like an imagine an Italian company coming to America and having a burger shop. Like,
but I'm doing pasta.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, I didn't puzzle that for a second, but now I get it. Yeah, you know, it's a good point. And again, it's only in the business model for the 10-year plan.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to just the one that's there. Let's just finish out your day there, because it's like you wake up at 5:30, you run around the bathroom.
Yeah, run around the bathroom, then I go into the pasta shop. Okay, so you got Adrian's Pasta Zone, in the back is Adrian's Pasta Zone shop, is where we make the pasta. So the pasta's hanging up from the rafters, and I start punching it. I start booming it, booming it, booming it, punch, because you gotta have that tender pasta. You know, you don't want that hard pasta. You gotta have tender pasta for the tender stuff, and for the, well, the meatball subs are really the piece de resistance. So sometimes they take the meatballs and I just do a little jiggle, 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 jiggle. And I start tossing them back and forth. I start rubbing them up against my body. But I'm wearing a suit, okay? I'm not wearing, it's not my skin. It's a clean suit so that there's no health inspection issues. And so I'm rubbing up the meatballs on my body. And yeah, it's a very good time for me personally because I just love meatballs.
Has the health inspector...
Oh, they've watched me do it.
They've watched you do this. Yeah, they've approved of this.
Well, practice. They asked for a couple autographs and a couple of things in return. But, you know, I see that as a transaction, not as a bribe.
Okay. So you're above board with all that.
Above board. Board above.
Okay, so you punch the pasta.
On the record, there's nothing in the food that makes people shit. I just want to put that out there one more time.
What about, can you tell me off the record? There's
nothing to say off the record.
So you punch the pasta, you rub the meatballs on your chest. And then just fast forward to a meal. Someone has come in.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So
they've gone to the bathroom. Yeah,
They've got the pamphlet. They've signed up for the membership. And they get put in their booth. We only have booths. They get put in their booth. And I come over in a full suit and tie.
Nice.
And I say, hello. Once in a while, I have a weird moment where I sound kind of Australian. But I say, hello, my name is Sylvester Stallone, and I want to welcome you to my establishment, Adrian's Pasta Zone.
And so then they're...
I think I go to the Australian accent because I'm afraid that if they think I'm actually Sylvester Stallone, they're going to criticize me.
Right, so you're pretending, you're putting on a facade, that Australian accent, they think, oh, that wasn't really Sylvester Stallone. Yeah,
it's an Australian guy that looks like Sylvester Stallone that they hired from a place called Adrian's Pasta Zone because it's Adrian, that whole thing. It seems like a ruse, but really it's just me hiding.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
And so then they ordered the meatball sandwiches, and how soon after the meatball sandwich is served and delivered to the table do the people take a bite and they're heading to the bathroom?
It depends. It very. I don't really know how to get this through your head more than I have already. Everyone is different with their experience at Adrian's Pasta Zone. Some people don't even need to go to the bathroom.
Really?
Some people go to the bathroom while they think that the model is a real bathroom, and then we have a situation 96 where we gotta really get a cleaning crew in there and try to wipe that stuff up so that way we can show the model bathroom again.
You spend a lot of time in your restaurant on bathrooms. It's a lot. Like your restaurant, it's almost like a bathroom with a restaurant attached to it.
It feels like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, Sly, I have to say, you've been a very interesting guest.
Thank you. You know, people say I'm not interesting and I don't have range.
No, you've shown a lot of range. You've shown a different side of Sylvester Stallone that none of us knew about. We may not have dove into every traditional part you would dive into in a session like this, but I think we've learned a lot about you. And, you know, I have to say, my daughter, Janet, that's my daughter out there.
Really?
Yes. She works here. Her birthday's coming up. Do you have a gift card I could get for your
restaurant? Adrian's Pasta Zone?
Yeah.
We don't do gift cards.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
You gotta come in and you gotta earn a gift card.
Okay, so I might just send her by herself, because, you know, I don't think I want to take a dump right while I'm eating a meatball sandwich.
Well, you don't know what's going to happen to your body. You've never tried.
Okay. Maybe I'll try. Okay.
You've also never had an experience like Adrian's Pasta Zone, where pasta is our responsibility.
All right. Listen, I think Jan and I are going to be there. We're going to go tonight. We're going
to
have
We're going to drive to Philly?
We're going to drive to Philly. We're going to drive cross country. We're going to have a father-daughter dinner at Adrian's Pasta Zone.
I'd love to have you. You know what? I will even personally sit you in the booth.
That sounds amazing. Well, listen, Sly, this has been an amazing session. I've learned so much. I don't know if we've really accomplished anything, but it's been a lot of fun here. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Yeah, you really just showed me what people without range could be.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.